3, 2, Log Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Joe Cristiano, and welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, America's libertarian voice and independent streaming internet radio broadcast station, broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to around the world. This broadcast is being brought to you live on Thursday morning, March 13th, 2008. It's now 6:31 a.m. Central Daylight Time in the good old USA. Folks, it's time for us to take back control of our government now before this bureaucratic, oversized, and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. During our live broadcast, we invite you to call 646-652-4620 or email us at any time to comments at libertytalkradio.com. By the way, we have 5 lines open this morning. I know it's early, and the early morning broadcast, we don't get much traffic coming in, but we do invite you to call. If you are an early bird and are up, please give us a call, no matter what you have to say. I encourage you also to get educated on economic issues. Go to Andy Sutton's website, mytwocentsonline.com. That's mytwocentsonline.com. And that two is a numeric two. He discusses economic issues and how they affect you. Folks, things are happening and unraveling very, very quickly today, and it is imperative that you visit with Andy Sutton's website to determine what your course of action should be. The amount of ignorance out there regarding what is actually going on with the financial substructure of our country, of the world, in fact, is unbelievable, and you should recognize what's going on so you can prepare yourself for the shocks to come. I also remind you that to our listeners that to subscribe to our reminder service by visiting our website and clicking on the subscribe icon. And now on to our program. Good morning, everyone. I was just looking, I glanced at CNBC News this morning, and gold futures are up to $993 an ounce. Now, silver is silver futures are somewhere around $20.50 an ounce, somewhere around there. I don't have the exact figure. That's pretty close. I've heard people say, geez, that's awfully expensive. Gold has really gone up in price. Folks, gold never goes up in price. Gold just adjusts to the financial turmoil around us. Gold is no more and no less than it ever has been. Gold, in my opinion, is a stationary priced item. It is all relative to the inflation. As a friend of mine who went to buy $10,000 worth of gold bullion one time, a couple of years ago, he brought all this money in and he walked out with a few coins and he felt poor. And he said, boy, my money didn't buy much. And he said, geez, I felt like I had so much money when I walked in. When I walked out, I felt like a pauper. Well, I said, you're thinking in reverse. I said, it's not that you didn't get much gold for your money. It's that your money doesn't buy much gold. You see, folks, there's a difference. The dollar is not worth that much anymore, and it is continuing to sink. According to the Global European Anticipatory Board, the GEAB, I believe that's what it's referred to, they anticipate, and they're being very specific, they anticipate not a recession, but a worldwide depression by the end of the third quarter, 2008. This year, that's in 6 months. Now, and they attribute that to the collapse of the United States financial system. Now, these guys are the heavyweights. These guys determine where the euro's going, you know, and how to exchange it and all this other good stuff, stuff that you and I and probably no one else in the world understands. And these people are now sounding the alarm. My wife was watching Jim Cramer the other day, and she said for the first time he said something that was absolutely, I mean, to her, shocking. He had a caution sign up above his head, similar to the ones you see in on the roads when they have construction. And he said that there will be bank runs this summer. Just think, if you heard in your neighborhood, in your area, that people were standing outside of a bank looking to get their money, thinking that there was money in those banks. There is no money in the banks. Banks have no money. In fact, if you go to your bank today and you ask for, and you know, you can deposit $20,000 on Monday. You go on Tuesday and say, can I have $5,000? They say, we don't have it. They have no money. There is no money, folks. That's all an illusion. The only money you have is something of value. Whatever you own, that is of value. All right? Now, an HD TV is not of value. I went to a coin store the other day. I wanted to buy a special silver coin that I had my eye on. And I noticed that there were about eight people behind the counter. They were very busy. It was a big place. They were very busy. And it seemed that of the eight people that were there, seven people were selling. No one was selling much. They were selling little bits here and there. They were selling stuff. But there was one guy there, he was buying, and he was buying a lot of stuff. Here is my point. People think that the price of silver has gone up, and this is a great time to cash in and to, you know, so they can buy now that HD TV and that whatever else they want to buy, maybe their car or would put a down payment on a truck or something like that. And boy, they're getting $20 an ounce for that silver, man. That's great, you know. And the person at the end who's buying it is saying, boy, at $20 an ounce, this is a steal because I know where things are going. You see, of the eight people, there was one person with a head on his shoulders who was preparing. It reminds me of the story of the three little pigs. Oh, by the way, folks, let me remind you, this is Liberty Talk Radio. My name is Joe Cristiano. I'm going to ramble this morning. I'm not in a very good mood because of what's going on with our political structure, but I'm never in a good mood because of that. Please call in 646-652-4620, 646-652-4620 during our live broadcast. And please, if you do listen to this broadcast on a rebroadcast, send me your email to comments@libertytalkradio.com. That's comments@libertytalkradio.com. And please ask me any question you wish and we'll put it on the air. I promise you. All right. And it reminds me of the story of the three little pigs. The three little pigs, you know, the first one built a hut or a little house of straw. The other one of just wood sticks. And the other one took his time. He built his of bricks. And of course, the one that the wolf couldn't knock down was the brick house. He prepared. You know, we're like the three little pigs, right? Do you want to be pig number one, pig number two, or pig number three? Well, I'll tell you, folks, I want to be pig number three personified. I want to have not only a brick house, I want to have a mortar around the house, and I want to be well prepared in case the wolf shows up. In this case, the wolf is going to be a collapse of our currency. Now, I know this sounds crazy. I know most people will probably click off and say, you know, I don't have to waste my time. There is so much to listen to. I don't have to listen to a nutcake. Folks, this is happening. It's unraveling before our eyes. This is unprecedented what is happening in modern times, I should say. This almost happened in 1907, almost happened in 1914, it almost happened in, I think, 1870, it almost happened in 1970, 1984, and here we are today. And today it is much worse. What really bothers me what really irks me is the fact that you'll hear the talking heads on television, and they'll compare today with 1970 or the 1980s or the 1990 recession and whatever. Folks, this is not the 1970s. In the 1970s, a person went out and bought a house. It would be $17,000, their first house. They would put a few thousand dollars down, maybe as much as $5,000 down. They'd have a $12,000 mortgage. The guy had a good, steady job. You know, he had good income. He could afford. He had very low expenses and no debt. Today, a person has an entry-level job or no job at all, buys a $475,000 house with taxes that are unconscionable, you know, and insurance and whatever, that's just through the roof, right? Doesn't have a job and then has to foreclose and walks away. This is not the 1970s, folks. This is the 21st century, and we're going to open it with a real bang. This is going to be known as the Depression of 09. Probably 08. If you have a lot of cash, you better decide what to do with it, because it ain't going to be worth much soon. And that's exactly where it's going. All the signs are there. I know I didn't plan to talk on this, but folks, I don't know how else to warn you. Now, let's assume that I am wrong. Let's assume that I am dead wrong. I'm just I'm hysterical and I'm a lunatic. You know, I think I am hysterical and I think I am a lunatic. All right, beside that, let's not diverge, okay? What harm is there? What harm is there to prepare? What harm is there to convert your assets to something of value? A little inconvenience? That's all it will base on, folks. And that's all I'm asking. I'm asking you to get out of your comfort zone. I'm asking you to stop thinking as the government has trained you to think. It took me a long time. I'm going to be 65 years old in the next couple of weeks. So I've been around for a long time. And it took me a long time, long, long time, to realize that my thinking was all wrong about everything. And that's one reason why I have this radio program, because my sons recognize that, and my sons are the ones that set up this studio for me. They said, Dad, you've got to get on the air. Isn't that interesting? I love them. I love them all. I want to talk about the elections a little bit. As I wrote down the description of this program, there's something that I just don't understand. There's so much about politics that I do not understand. Primarily, I do not understand the voter. I do not understand the average citizen. We are so ignorant of what is going on. We are so uneducated. We are so, and I want to use the word, miseducated or maleducated. And we are so hung up on belief systems that we are imbued with when we are young, and we carry with us for the rest of our lives, bringing us to our peril. I'm sure there are people out there who were raised as Democrats or Republicans, a certain political affiliation, and will repeat that mantra to their death, and never, ever give it one iota of thought. And as a result, they continue to vote in, and the politicians know that. That's what they can rely on, and those are the people who vote. You see, folks, I don't vote. I am not going to be part of this charade. I am not going to give in to this evil that we call these elections. There was an article recently. In fact, I think I have it here, somewhere here. Yeah, here it is. It was on antiwar.com. And this article was written by, I want to give somebody, yeah. Do, 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 do. Reclaiming the American Right, the lost legacy of the conservative movement. I think this is who he is. And it's Justin Raimondo, I believe, is the author of this article. Yeah, Justin Raimondo. And what he says is that the elections in Russia are always considered to be less free than ours. And that's not true. Actually, our elections are less free than theirs. We are very restrictive as to who we allow to run, and the establishment, what I call the matrix, is the ones that decides who is going to run and who we select from. So it's like the mafia saying, we're going to decide which boss is going to take care of things for us, you know, and then we can select which mafia boss we want. I mean, it's still the mafia. It doesn't change anything. Folks, this is Liberty Talk Radio, 646-652-4620. We're still live. We're going to be live for about another 15 minutes, 646-652-4620. Send me your comments to comments@libertytalkradio.com. And I mean, you can send me any comments. Say, even, Joe, you're an idiot. I've heard that before, but please tell me why, and then we'll discuss it. And maybe I'll learn something. Maybe I won't be such an idiot anymore, okay? And I would appreciate that. But, you know, we have media bias here that is so rampant that it's a rigged election. You know, let me give you an example. We had, I think, 18 debates or something like that. I'm sorry, I don't have the exact number. And in those debates, we're supposed to ask some really pointed questions. A question sort of like important, like to Barack Obama, are you black enough? I mean, this is important to us, you know. What shade of black are you? You know, I mean, this is going to dictate how we're going to run this country. Now, one question that I've always had, and they never ask, and the reason why they never ask is because it's a rigged election. If it wasn't a rigged election, this was the first damn question they would ask. Here it is. How is it that you're going to be campaigning for almost 2 years? You're going to be away from your office. You're going to be campaigning day and night. And yet, you purport to have a position, a very, very important position, as Senator of the United States. And I would ask him that question. Of course, now you know the answer. Well, I have a staff. Well, if your staff is so good, why are we electing you? That would be my follow-up question. Why don't we just have a few people in your office taking care of things as they are doing now? Why do we need you? Oh, I make all the important decisions. Well, then what you are saying is that if you can operate your job, which you consider to be incredibly time-consuming, incredibly important, a consuming job, a very, very difficult job, and a very important job. That means people who have lesser jobs, and there must be lesser jobs than that around, they can operate their jobs from their home or from vacation or from a different country. Or they can just call in and just have their staff handle it. Is that correct? Now, what I don't understand is while you're away from your job, are you pulling a paycheck? Are you getting paid? Now, could you answer this question, Hillary, Obama, McCain? Who's paying you while you are out here campaigning? And how are you paying for all of this? Oh, the taxpayers are paying you while you're not working. And your taxpayers are paying you while you're campaigning so that you can get into higher office and make more money and regulate us further. How do you explain that? What changes? What is going on now with your constituency now that you're gone? Have things improved? Now, here's a question. Have things improved? Now, if they say, yes, things have improved. Things are better now in my district than they were when I was there. They condemn themselves. Think about that. They're going to condemn themselves by saying that. Now, if they say, oh, no, no, since I'm gone, things have gotten worse. then they're not doing their job. And if they're not doing their job, why should we elect them to higher office? You see, folks, the whole system is flawed. I mean, this is like going to Disneyland. The whole thing is a charade. It's something to keep us busy.
To say, well, you know, I think Hillary has more experience than Obama, and Obama's for change, and all.
This is all garbage, folks. Absolute garbage. And we are buying it lock, stock, and barrel, and we do it every time. Now, you ask me, of course I can hear people asking in their heads,
well, what would you do about it, Fresh?
All right, let me tell you what I would do about it. All right, anyone who runs for office can only run for one term. Now, if you want to make the president 1 year, 4 years, that's fine. I think that's too damn long. But 1 year, and then the person is out. Once the person serves in office, they're out. And there can only be certain restrictions as to what other office a person can handle. Like, if a person ran for dog catcher once, he may want to run for president. But you can't go from congressman to senator to president. You can't graduate yourself. You can't do that. You can go down, but you can't go up. Or something along those lines. But one term in office, then you go back to the private sector. Now, what happens then? Well, once you're in office the first time, you serve the entire term doing what you're supposed to do. Now, what is a president supposed to do? A president only has one job, and that's to ensure that the government doesn't get any bigger than it is, that he dismantles anything that's unimportant, that he saves the taxpayer every single penny he can, that there's no bureaucracy, there's no lobbying, there's no nothing. He basically dismantles the government. He just makes certain that our freedoms, our rights, and our liberties are preserved. And the sovereignties of the state is preserved. And that's it. Actually, I'll be honest with you folks. The easiest job in the world is the President of the United States. He doesn't have a damn thing to do. Now, today they would be very busy, but not making laws, not restricting laws. They would be very, very busy in dismantling and deleting the laws. Let me give you a mentality check. Admiral William Fox Fallon, he resigned recently protesting Bush's push to go into Iran. Now, he is a high central figure in the military. And he said he wants no part of it. He's out of here. And he says he's afraid Bush is going to go out with a bang, and I mean a big bang, and he doesn't want to be near it. I mean, he's a real critic, and he was supposed to be a good soldier, you know, all the way. I mean, top rank guy now. We're talking top rank, way up there. I mean, he was the central commander, all this other stuff. Now, then they had the press secretary say something to the effect that, well, it's best that he leave because we have to speak with one voice. Now, that sounds logical. It sounds good. We got to speak with one voice. And I yelled, absolutely not. First of all, the president, we do not work for the president. The president works for us. It is a country of, for, and by the people. There should be millions of voices. And if the millions of voices are saying no, that's what the president says. We don't puppet what the president says just because he says it and he's the president, thus we have to go with it, although we disagree with it. In fact, what Admiral Fallon is doing is exactly what everyone should be doing. He's a dissident, and we should all be dissidents, and we should all be yelling, no, we're not going to take it anymore. No, we're not going to Iran. No, we're coming back from Iraq. No, you're not making decisions. We make the decisions. We're the governors. We are the government, not you, you idiot. And yet, on television, what do we hear? We must speak with one voice. And we all agree. All America, and I'll bet if you stop people on the street, they go, well, you know, we have to speak with one voice. Instead of people saying, screw the voice. No, we're not going anywhere. Just because we have to speak with one voice, we're going to kill millions of people all over again, expand our empire, put our country into total bankruptcy, because we have to speak with one voice. We are so stupid. I tell you, it embarrasses me. It just, the whole damn thing embarrasses me. I'm really getting fed up and I'm getting sick of it. One thing that was kind of a little encouraging was the fact that I was, I don't watch the TV too often, the talk show host and whatever, but I did have occasion to watch Glenn Beck because my son said, hey, I think he's turning libertarian. And I think he is, except for the war in Iraq and his concept of terrorism. I think that's still a little wacky, but he is turning libertarian, Glenn Beck. And he had, guess who? 2 weeks ago, I had Wayne Allyn Root here on the program, and he interviewed Wayne Allyn Root, and he says, I don't understand this. He says, I'm looking for an area of disagreement. I can't find one. He says, I got to have to have you back so we can find what that disagreement is. Isn't that wonderful? I have been a real critic of Glenn Beck, and now I'm starting to be his cheerleader. Folks, this is Liberty Talk Radio, 646-652-4620. We only have a couple of more minutes, but I'd love for someone to call in just to say hello. It's lonely out here in Radio Land. But do send me your comments to comments@libertytalkradio.com. comments@libertytalkradio.com. Our next broadcast is going to be, this is only going to be a half-hour broadcast this morning, our next broadcast is going to be Sunday evening at 8 o'clock. That would be Central Time, 8 p.m. I think I may have another, I may interview someone on, there's someone I have in mind, and I'll put that on my blog. So just check my blog and you can, my website. And do, if you go to my website, do subscribe so you'll be notified of when our programs are and what we're going to talk about, right? Folks, right now, I think what we should do is basically just cancel the election, cancel our empire, and get back to who we were originally. We're a colony of sovereign states. We're a federal with a federal government holding us together as one, whose only responsibility is to ensure the rule of law, which we no longer have. We have government gone amok. And folks, protect yourself. Things are going to get very, very rough. Financially, things are going to be difficult. I was at a car dealership yesterday getting one of my... everyone was out, so I got relegated. I'm retired, and I still get sucked in once in a while, but I had to go and get a truck fixed. It cost me $2,621 to fix my transmission on the diesel truck. Boy, that's a lot of money for a small company, for one little item. They didn't blink an eye. And I thought to myself, well, you're going to be blinking a lot because this place is going to go out of business. With the price of gasoline, and I looked outside, they had hundreds of trucks out there and big cars and SUVs. At the price of gasoline and what's happening to the economy, they ain't moving nothing, as they say. Those cars are not going to be moving. And these guys are going to be out of a job. So instead of getting angry with them, I felt sorry for them. And I went home with a truck. And by the way, the truck didn't work. It was worse than when I first gave it to them, unfortunately. And they still had, I had to cancel jobs because of that. Anyway, it is now to a point where we have to be very serious about what we have, what we're doing, what our expenses are, and we have to prepare ourselves. And we have to start reading stuff. I do recommend that you go to Andy Sutton's website, look at the Future of Freedom Foundation, look at the Foundation of Economic Education. These are all on the web, FEE, the FFF, my2centsonline.com, as well as the Cato Institute, the American Institute of Economic Research, and there's a host of others. And also, where I get much of my material is from the Information Clearinghouse newsletter. And you can subscribe to that free, but do send them a donation. They do a wonderful job. And I have a quote from their from their newsletter dated March 10th, and it says, what the government is good at is collecting taxes, taking away your freedoms, and killing people. It's not good at much else. Tom Clancy said that, Kudlow and Kramer, on September 2nd, 2003. And Harry Brown, who passed away recently, he was a Libertarian candidate for president a few years ago. He says it's important to realize that whenever you give power to politicians or bureaucrats, it will be used for whatever they want, not for what you want. Remember that. Okay? Well, folks, until Sunday night, we bid you good evening, good morning, okay? And this is the end of today's program. I'd like to thank Ranch Acres Audiology for their financial support, and we'd like to thank you for listening in. You can further the cause of liberty by recommending this program to your friends, and let us hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. Remember, you are either allowing your liberties to be taken away, or you're striving to protect them. Unfortunately, there is no middle ground. And remember, don't steal. The government hates competition. Until next time, that'll be Sunday evening, 8 o'clock live, but we'll be replaying this broadcast all week long. Stay well, stay tuned, and let me hear from you. Comments at libertytalkradio.com. This is Joe Cristiano signing off. Good morning.